Good morning. I'm grateful for another opportunity to share my thoughts and experiences as I walk the Nembutsu path. Let me briefly introduce myself. I was born in Kona, grew up in Aiea, attended public school, graduating from university high school. I have a bachelor's degree from Bradley University in Peoria, Illinois, and I served in the Air Force for one enlistment in Austin, Texas. I had a 35-year career at HMSA as a senior business analyst. I am married to Chizue Rosemary Tamikuni. We have two sons and three grandchildren. I come from a Jodo Shinshu family. I'm an active member of Hawaii Betsuing, have received Tokudo and the Minister Lay Assistant Certification. Most of my temple involvement deals with Buddhist education. Some years ago, Hawaii Kyodong promoted the idea or concept referred to as every person ministry. In essence, this concept recommended that every Sangha member participate in sharing the teachings of Shinran Shonin by living with a sincere sense of purpose and to respond in gratitude for our unique and unrepeatable precious life, embraced by universal wisdom and compassion. Honganji ministers and Buddhist scholars are not the only people responsible to share Shinran Shonin's teachings. One way for each of us to establish a personal ministry is to engage in dialogue about our understanding, feelings, and experiences of Namo Amida Butsu in our lives. Let's talk story. During recent talk story sessions, I have shared the following personal insights. My first insight and experience deals with impermanence. This November, I will turn 74 years old. On my 70th birthday, I became aware that I had fewer years to live than I had already lived. With some sadness and regret, I realized that I would probably not join in the benchmark celebrations of my young grandchildren. I will not see them graduate from high school, university, and definitely not their weddings. And so I lament, deeply considering Shakyamuni Buddha's teachings that human beings suffer as we face birth, aging, sickness, and death. The Buddha knew that impermanence is a cause of suffering. However, in the last few years, my wife and I have been full-time babysitters for our granddaughter and our second grandson. Starting when they were in tiny infants, we call the mushy stage, where they simply eat, sleep, and poop, to the next developmental activities of turning over, babbling, scooting, crawling, standing, walking, and constantly investigating their world. Babysitting is real work, but more importantly, it is truly a bonding experience of developing trust and love. Babysitting has been an experience of impermanence that brings absolute joy and gratitude for this life, just as it is. I am sure that this experience of joy and impermanence is something the Buddha already knew. My second insight and experience is related to meditation and mindfulness. We do not have a prescribed meditation practice in the Honganji tradition. I suggest that the essence of Buddhism and Jodo Shinshu is living mindfully. And mindfulness may be simply defined as one's focused awareness of living in the present moment, without regrets of the past and without anxiety of the future, acknowledging and accepting one's feelings, thoughts, and bodily sensations before acting or reacting to life's conditions and circumstances. To develop and cultivate mindfulness, I suggest that we each engage in one or more activities that promote awareness of the present moment on a daily basis. Many of us are already engaged in activities that have the potential of developing mindfulness. We are involved in calligraphy, brush painting, flower arrangement, bonsai cultivation, gardening, dancing, tea ceremony, ceramics, etc. In these activities, we are focused and we breathe. Both are essential in any meditative practice. From a non-religious perspective, I suggest that a simple meditation practice of sitting quietly for at least 10 minutes daily can contribute to our mental and physical wellness. Our lives can be stressful with current technological advances. Multitasking is a common lifestyle. In stressful moments, we usually experience negative emotions, such as anxiety, anger, and sadness. Our bodies respond to these emotions. Our heartbeat may increase, our blood pressure may rise, our adrenal glands may start pumping adrenaline, getting ready to act, usually a flight or fight response. Obviously, living in this stressful cycle does not promote wellness. A purposeful, quiet, meditative moment on a regular basis can promote mindfulness, the ability to live in the present moment, giving us an opportunity to act thoughtfully and positively for ourselves and the people around us. At Hawaii Betswing, a small group of people meditate every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. Meditating with a group is extremely supportive. We sit quietly for 45 minutes, attempting to witness our thoughts and emotions without responding to them. Figuratively, I sit in meditation with two open hands. As thoughts and emotions come, I keep my hands open, never grasping and holding on to them, letting them go and staying in the present moment. Meditating in this manner is simple, but not easy. Please come and join us. My last insight is a description of the working of other power that works for me. I have presented this description many times. I make ceramic pieces at the Hawaii Potters Guild and found the following passage by Shoji Hamada in the book The Unknown Craftsman, A Japanese Insight into Beauty by Bernard Leach. Shoji Hamada was a potter living from 1894 to 1978, known for the Mashiko pottery and one of the movers of the Mingye folk art movement. Shoji Hamada reflects about working in grace. He says, "If a kill is small, I might be able to control it completely. That is to say, my own self becomes a controller, a master of the kill. But one's own self is a small thing after all. When I work at a large kill, the power of my own self becomes feeble, that I cannot control it adequately. It means that for the large kill, the power that is beyond me is necessary. Without the mercy of such an invisible power, I cannot make good pieces. One of the reasons why I wanted a large kill is because I want to be a potter, if I may, who works more in grace than in his own power. You know that all the best pots are done in huge kills." I have offered the following personal insights and experiences on my walk on the Nembutsu path. There is joy in impermanence. Jodo Shinshu is about living mindfully in the present moment. We live in grace, that awareness of universal wisdom and compassion that embraces us, never to be abandoned. Thank you for this opportunity to share my thoughts and insights. Please talk story about your experience of your walk on the Nembutsu path. Create your Jodo Shinshu ministry and participate in the Every Person Ministry Movement. With hands together in gratitude, Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu.